one, two, broken but glorious.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Cyrus Blackwell. How you doing this evening, Cyrus?
I'm doing great, absolutely thrilled to be here. How are you doing, man?
I'm really good. As I say, I do have a slight throat infection, so if I cough, I'll try and cause anything else as I can, but I might miss the odd one. But yeah.
It's fine, I can talk for days, asking you, my friend. So I'll be the same grace today. So,
I've got two glasses of water next to me. That should be all right. Right, so we might as well start at the beginning, so this will probably give you age away. So who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
My favourite wrestler was always Triple H. My earliest memory of wrestling is surprisingly playing like SmackDown versus Raw, like 2006, or like probably an earlier game, but definitely a wrestling game.
Yeah.
And just being, I want to play Triple H, and my dad was like, why are you not picking Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
My dad always a big Stone Cold fan. Yeah. Basically, we'll go on record to say that wrestling went downhill as soon as Stone Cold stopped wrestling, but I was always really big into Triple H.
It depends what you like. If you like the brawling style of the Attitude Era, they went a bit more technical in the 2000s when Triple H was.
Yeah.
Depends what you really like.
Like, he just did a bit of everything. He did, like, the comedy stuff sometimes with DX, but then he could always make it really serious.
Yes.
And it wasn't, like, when I was first watching wrestling, but my favourite promo was done by Triple H and The Undertaker. When the vignettes were happening, and Undertaker came back, and Triple H came back in the same vignette, in the same promo, sorry, and they just sort of stared at each other and looked at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that's probably one of the best promos of wrestling, I think, and shows that you don't need words if your intensity and your facials are there, which I really like.
Yeah, them 4 years of WrestleManias where he was against Shawn Michaels and Triple, my four favourite matches.
Yeah. Some of those are what drew me back into wrestling after a small hiatus.
Yeah, I had a big-ish hiatus. I kind of did 92 to 96, and then I was sick. I was 16 when the Alice, so I'd missed the whole Attitude. Then got sucked back in about 2001.
96, I still wasn't even born.
I always give me age away. So. Yeah, I discovered beer and girls and rock and metal and wrestling was cool. So, in 2001, I got sucked back into it when I heard about the invasion. Probably 2006 again when ECW started the WWE version, and my son got into wrestling and I got sucked back in and haven't looked back since.
ECW was great, man. ECW was great. I remember back when, go back to SmackDown vs. Raw, when it'd be SmackDown vs. Raw featuring ECW.
Yes.
And you're like, ECW, that's the cool one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the WWE ECW. It was just a prototype to NXT, I think, looking back at it now.
Yeah.
If you're going in and think that it'd be like ECW in the 90s, you're not going to enjoy it. But if you think of that as a developmental territory, and most of the big stars came out of it, Kofi and CM Punk.
Jack Swagger.
It's
just great.
Right, so what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
So, I sort of accidentally started wrestling, which was one of my friends at the time used to train at RWA, and at one point we were just sitting during a free in our sixth form day, and he was just like, oh, well, I've got a show in a few weeks. Why don't you start training? We both like wrestling. At this point, we were doing like the thing that a lot of YouTube channels do where we sort of bet on who was winning the pay-per-views. It's like, why haven't you come and like tried RWA? And I was like, I don't know. I'll try it.
Yeah.
And I vividly remember telling my mum the day before. I was like, Mum, tomorrow I'm going to wrestling training for the first time. And she was cooking and she stopped. And she turned around slowly. And she looked at me, dead in the eyes, and deadpan seriously said, you'll kill someone. And filled with this newfound confidence that my mum had given me, I went to wrestling training, absolutely loved it, couldn't move the next day, was in absolute agony, and I was never more excited to go back the next week.
I've heard if you can survive the first training session, then it's for you. But I've heard lots of people say that they couldn't handle the pain afterwards. So my co-host Nick, he went to one training session and he couldn't do it again. He said,
That's fair. It is tough. It is very tough when you don't do a lot of the stuff. And especially Andy and Matt Fox, who was taking the youth class back at the time.
Yeah.
They put you through your paces. They make sure that like you get your money's worth when you go to training. And I absolutely love it. I still do to this day. And the fact that when I get home from a training session, I'm always like, right, can't wait for next week.
Yeah.
Just like when I first started, it's amazing. I love it.
Brilliant. So was Triple H the wrestler you wanted to kind of mold your style around when you started training?
Kind of. I always wanted to be the brawling, hard-hitting, tell a lot of a story,
yeah.
Which I see Triple H as. You can look back to WrestleMania 30, I want to say 3 or 4, I always get them mixed up, when it was Triple H in the match with Stephanie versus Kurt and Ronda, and probably, in my opinion, one of the best matches of that WrestleMania, just for the story it told.
Yes, it was a surprisingly good match.
Yeah, amazing match. And yeah, just the being able to brawl, hard hitting, interact with the crowd, maybe be doing a bit more comedy, which I've sort of leaned into recently with its 70X. I've sort of leaned into doing a bit of comedy, and
yeah.
I like all that stuff too. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it in hindsight? Do you enjoy it?
So my first proper match, so I was in the Rumble. Let's forget about that one, because
yeah.
Rumbles are strikes and making sure I don't get blown out. And then I was in a squash match where I got squashed in about 20 seconds. We'll forget about that one. And my first ever proper match was myself and Harry McKenney versus the Riley boys, Rabid Riley and Riley Jackson. And we were co-main event, and me and Harry looked at each other when we found out it was co-main event, and we were like, help.
Your first match? Wow.
My first proper match on a show, co-main event, and to date, it is my second worst match of all time.
Yeah.
I got tired instantly, crowd went into it, and the very next week, I had a match with the Arcades, who I pretty much say the Arcades are the reason I can do tag team wrestling, because they are brilliant at tag team wrestling and taught me pretty much everything I know to do with it. I had a passable match with them, and that really brought my confidence back up. And all four men involved in that original match, myself, Harry, and the two Rileys, we both went on to learn from that match, and we were like, right, let's never do that again.
No.
So we've all had amazing matches since then. Myself and Ravage Riley had an amazing match just the other week, which I'm really proud of, and I consider that now my best match.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was your NWA title match?
The RWA Heavyweight Championship match, yes.
So that
was just the week. Yeah, so sadly I lost.
Oh.
Boo. But Robert Riley really pushed me. He's a great athlete. Probably, I would say, he is the best wrestler we have at RWA, which is very high praise when you have people like Harry and Matt Fox, Lance Rivera. So he brought out the best of me, and that's what he does every time he steps into that ring. I just really enjoyed it. Amazing.
So how has the Cyrus Blackwell character evolved over the years?
So originally, Cyrus Blackwell, I literally had a shirt with a Kingdom Hearts quote on it, Darkness Consumes Light. I just had no idea where I was going with it. I chose Cyrus Blackwell because it's the name of a character in a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading at the time. I was like, that's cool. I'll choose that. And when I said it to someone, another trainee, KC Payne, he was like, oh, Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. I was like, well, yeah, but Cyrus Blackwell. And I didn't hear of it. And I did one of the showcase shows, and it got over on there. They started calling my Cyrus, and I was like, that's the guy's Cyrus Blackwell. And I was still really new, and I didn't know how to react to it. And then one or two times it started happening on the main shows.
Yeah.
And that's really when I found my footing and the crowd really liked it. And I was interacting with them. I'd say, no, that's not my name. Say my name. And then that evolved to when I come out, I say my name.
Yeah.
And it evolved into the crowd just constantly chanting Miley Cyrus whenever they saw me. And it's really easy to get over at other places. I was just on the debut show of Just Fabulous Pro Wrestling. And they're now calling me Miley Cyrus there, and there was like a 4-year-old child calling me Miley Cyrus in the front row, and I was like, this is amazing. So now it's sort of evolved into this egotistical, a lot of people want to hear their own voice, I want to hear my own name.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Which is, it's fun. I really like it. It's nice, simple, crowd gets it really easily.
Yeah, when I told my girlfriend what your name, your work name was, she goes, oh, is he a Harry Potter fan? Cyrus Black. So I was like, no.
That's, I've never actually heard that one. I've heard Cherry Bakewell, Sirius Black. That's a new one. I really like that one.
Yeah.
That's really cool. No, a lot of people have wondered where it comes up with. A lot of the times, I go to the University of Manchester. The University of Manchester bookstore is called Blackwell's.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite games, Life is Strange. The school from there is called Blackwell Academy. And just people are like, oh, it's from here. Is it from here? Is it from here? And I was like, nope, just characters from a book.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Cool. So do you prefer to work face or heel?
All my life I've worked heel. I've worked face once, which was when I was doing the carnival in Wales. And I got over as SpongeBob that day, which is definitely one of the weirder days of my life, where I was walking like back after the entire carnival was finished, and there'd be kids saying, look, there's SpongeBob.
Oh, that's okay.
Just, I've always preferred being the heel, because it's a lot easier to get people to hate you, and being a bit taller, I feel like I have more of a intimidating look about me and more personality. So I've always just preferred working heel. It's a lot easier to, like, cheat and be like, hey, I am the bad guy, duh, rather than doing some flips and getting the crowd to like you that way, which isn't really my style.
No. So is there a match type you really enjoy working, or is there a type of opponent you like to face?
Up until recently, I've always much preferred tag matches, which is going to be the most boring answer you'll ever receive on that show, on this show, sorry. But I've always just really enjoyed the dynamic of, right, build towards the hot tag. And you can always tell if you've done your job right, because the crowd will be hot on that hot tag. Again, the thing I'll attribute to the arcade is teaching me all about how to build the crowd and make sure they're always wanting that hot tag. So I would say, up until recently, I've much preferred tag matches. But more recently, I've been doing a lot more singles stuff. And getting more confident in my singles ability.
Yeah.
So I'd say that I'm more gearing myself towards, actually, I do want to be in singles matches and see, like, how I can forward myself in that ability and capability. Personally, I always prefer fighting the flippy dudes and the high flyers, the Kay Lynch's, the Lance Rivera's, the Rabid Riley's of the world.
Yeah.
Because with my own style, it's a nice clash where they can get the crowd on their side with some nice flips and cool reversals, and then I'll slow the pace right down, and then they'll build it back up and the crowd will come with them. That's personally how I love doing things.
Yes, it is the perfect match if you can get a big guy and a flippy guy, and then you just get the big guy just keep stopping the stuff the crowd loves. That's the best way to get heat, and then eventually the smaller guy will get the move he wants. The crowd erupts.
This is Brian Aidenson telling you to listen to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So you're a member of the tag team Syndicate Evolved?
So this is...
tell us a bit about the history of the team and where you met Harry and the Disciple.
So I talked a bit about my... how I got with Harry, which was, it was a show in Widnes.
Yeah.
And Andy just wanted a tag team. And me and Harry were fresh, like, ready to go on shows. And he was like, put those two together. And we went out there, and we knew it was going to be a squash match.
Yeah.
And it was just like, just play to the crowd, have fun. And so we spent a solid 2 minutes on our entrance. Because we were like, man, we didn't have long in that ring. We're going to get ourselves over. We went out there, and Andy loved us. And he was like, new favourite tag team. Great. Yeah. And ever since, for the past 2.5 years, we won the RWA Tag Team Championships just over a year and a half ago. We've been together ever since. We never actually had a name, which was really weird for me and Harry.
Yeah.
And then Disciple, who used to be part of the original Syndicate, he broke off from his tag partner. And then he sort of adopted us and was like, I will give you two a home, and sort of helped tutor us, and the three of us became Syndicate Evolved. And now, next week, at All Hallows Brawl in Runcorn, Harry McKenney has a RWA Heavyweight Championship match against Rabid Riley, which, of course, me and Cyple will be ringside for, and more than willing to cheer him up.
Yes. That should be a great match.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, yeah, so tell us about some of your favourite feuds as a team and some of your favourite matches.
I've already talked about them a lot.
Yeah.
Anytime I got to wrestle the arcade was amazing. They were the people I won my only championship in RWA off in a Nightmare Moves 13, which is our biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
In 2017, yes. And then I dropped it, I believe, to them a few weeks later, which is really cool. They're always great guys to work.
Have they made it to 5 championships yet?
I believe they're on 3. Yeah. However, people always think it's more. Like, people, they won their third one. It's like, oh, that's your 4th reign. It's like, no, that's definitely only our 3rd.
Yeah. So when I interviewed them, they said once they get to 5, they're going to start looking for outside bookings.
Definitely, guys, you should be getting more outside bookings, yeah. Especially when a lot of people, there aren't many people that say, I want to be a tag team. The arcade, do it, they do it well. My match with Kay Lynch, I rate as my 2nd best match of all time.
Yes.
And Rabid Riley, considered my best match of all time.
Is that the one the other
week? Yes.
Yeah.
I've just had, yes. And then tomorrow, RWA Winsford, I have a match that I have done before. I have a singles match with Brian Adenson. However, we've wrestled once before, and it was in a park, Parkland's witness, just to sort of promote a couple of things.
Yeah.
It was like with Joe Marcus, and promoting BWP, Alpha Gen, RWA. But I loved working him. Amazing guy. I'm excited to work him tomorrow as well, because we do get on, and he's a really good wrestler, is Brian. So I'm excited for that match, and I love working him too. Basically, you can say anyone in RWA, and I love working them. On the outside, James Reed. I've worked with him once.
Yeah.
I really like James Reed.
I've heard good things.
He's brutal. And I've worked one or two matches with Paradox, and they're great.
They're great, yeah. They're my son's favourites.
Don't blame your son. They're amazing.
Yeah. He uses Sami Zayn and CM Punk as Paradox when he plays wrestling.
Which one's which? Does he have, like, one is one?
Connor's Sammy. And,
yeah.
RJ is CM Punk. But he just...
That's fair.
Yeah.
I like that comparison.
Yeah, I don't know if he just thinks that the CM Punk figure is RJ Silver.
RJ Silver March, foil pull at all major retail stores, get on it.
Just say it. I took a photo of him at the last Wrestle Island show, and just see how happy he's like, my favourite wrestler.
Wrestle Island show is good.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So I'm gutted I didn't get to say it. Like, I saw you in the doorway, but it was during the match. I wanted to say hello.
I probably walked right past you. I'm completely in my own world most of the time, to be honest.
I've seen you a couple of times. I just didn't realise that it was you.
Yeah, I help out a lot with the Wrestle Island shows. Peter's an amazing guy. I'm good friends with Demon Eye, so if he ever needs a body, I'm like, well, I'm nearby. They're getting that prospect vision, so I'm trying to get on that. Be honoured to know a few of my friends have been on it. Harry McKenney just won that match. Yes. It was a great match.
Yeah, and
that's my goal for 2020, Wrestle Island show.
You've joined the unofficial rejected members, it looks like. So.
Yeah, number 627.
I think I've had most of them on the show.
Definitely most of them, yeah.
Yeah, I've had JJ on. So I had Demon Eye, I've had Alexis, I've had Vadden, I've had Cameron Solis, Lance Rivera.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Harry. You said Harry?
Yes, Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, I think I've nearly had every single one.
We'll just have a playlist somewhere of rejected.
Yeah.
And you just go through.
This is the Playboy Prince of Professional Wrestling, Lance Rivera. And you are listening to the number one wrestling podcast, Broken But Glorious.
Right, so yeah, so as you said, RWA has shows on the 19th in Winsford and 26th in Runcorn. So what should people expect from an RWA show?
Oh, what should people expect? They should expect that they will find something that they love. because we have the people like myself, like Jack Sinclair, the brawlers, right? We're going to slow the pace down. We're going to do hard-hitting moves, bring in Disciple, and we're going to be the ones who interact with the crowds, and we're going to make you hate us, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to slow it down and show you a bit of mat wrestling that were good and technical, but also that we hit hard. Then you have people like Rabbit Riley, who the crowds love, the kids love him, and he's going to be doing amazing high-flying moves that you didn't think was possible. He's going to have to pull out all the stops, especially next week against Harry. There's also a no DQ match next week. We've got the women's championship match, Harley Hudson versus Kimmy Goldwing, no DQ, at All Hallows Brawl.
Wow.
Make sure you get yourself down for that one. So that one's going to be amazing. I'm excited for that one. I can't wait to see that. And yeah, there's something for everyone, which I really love about RWA shows.
Yeah, it's only about £4 a ticket as well, isn't it? So,
yeah, it's ridiculously cheap. Well worth your money. It's £6 for adults or £4 for children. Or if you email rwawrestlinguk@gmail.com, pound off your tickets. There's family tickets available as well.
Wow.
You can't beat it for price.
So as you've been in an RWA title match, does that mean you're trying to transition from a tag team guy into a more of a singles competitor?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do at the moment. For the longest time, I wasn't comfortable doing singles due to my own confidence levels, really. Just because, like, I always get really tired doing a tag match. How am I going to cope doing a singles match when I can't go, Harry, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Wrestle for a minute. But doing matches with Rabbit and trying to keep up with Rabbit has been like, okay, no, I can actually go a lot more than I thought. A few months back, I had a match with Matt Fox.
Yeah.
And just, he's really great to work. It's a shame I don't get to work him more. He's amazing. As I've said a lot about a lot of them. But he was the first match that I was like, okay, I got this. I wasn't too tired after that. I can do singles matches now. That's good. It's sort of the development of how me wrestling, watching myself grow as a wrestler. It's really cool.
That's amazing. So else can people see you in the near future?
So next Thursday, which is the 24th, I am slated to appear at Wrestling Sports in my hometown of Anfield.
Yes.
So it's a charity show. It's actually any proceeds go towards keeping the Bridge Community Centre open. And you can see great faces there, Harry McKenney, Lance Rivera, RJ Silva is usually there at the shows. Joey Fabulous, big names, right?
Yeah.
Isaac North, another great wrestler. That's why I didn't mention before. Isaac North's a great guy. I want to work him at some point.
Yes, he's got a great look for wrestling, I think.
So very excited for if I get to wrestle him one day. So you can see me at Wrestling Sports. And then on the 2nd of November, is a Just Fabulous Pro Wrestling show.
Yes.
And I'll be around.
I'll be interviewing Tom, there's a storyline promoter.
Yes.
Soon.
There's a storyline going on between Wrestling Sports and Just Fabulous Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
I was there at the debut show representing Wrestling Sports. And, you know, we'll be there. Oh, Wrestling Sports will be there. Definitely.
So we'll wind down a little bit now. So what advice would you give to people wanting to get into the business?
Oh, what advice? Just do it. A lot of time, confidence gets in the way.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things, right? I still have confidence issues, and I've been doing this for 3.5 years. This is a business where if you're amazing, but you have no confidence, it's not going to work.
No.
You have to believe in yourself, and you have to get yourself out there. Go to a couple of different wrestling schools. I tried Fighting Spirit for a while before I moved to Manchester. And that's a really good school. Try different places, right? There's a few schools down in the Middle East I want to go to. I want to start going to some in Manchester when I find the time and when university isn't completely dragging me down. But the hardest part is those first, 4 weeks where you don't know if you're making any progress. You don't know if you're doing any well. And it hurts. Because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
You make it past those 4 weeks, you're going to do amazing. And you will be on shows. And you can either choose to have the fans loving you or hating you, whichever one's your thing. But the fans will love you or love to hate you.
Yeah, definitely. That's brilliant advice. So what are some of your future goals? So, what's the
I've already plan? Said Wrestle Island is the one of the biggest promotions near me that I can. I'm really hoping to get on sometime in the near future. Of course, my first singles title, whether that be the RWA Heavyweight Championship or the RWA NXL Championship.
Yeah.
And just becoming more confident in my own abilities, because that's the biggest thing, as I just said, being confident is sort of the be-all and end-all in wrestling. And having just a few more good matches. Like, as I said, my Rabbit Riley match is my best match. But it'd be nice to say that that's my standard of match, if you get me.
Yes, definitely.
Like, not have to say, hey, that Rabbit Riley match was a good match. Just be able to say, that Rabbit Riley match was normal for me. That'd be really nice.
What about more long-term? Do you want to somehow make your way up to Progress, ICW, NXT UK, Japan?
That'll be really amazing. Yeah. But that's like looking at 3 or 4 years in. I'm a lot more focused on next 1-2 years, but if you let me dream a little, I'm going to be like, I want to get to Progress. I want to get to one of the current big 3 or 4 WWE, AEW, New Japan, or Impact.
Yeah.
Like, they're dreams, right? And I'd love to. Absolutely love to.
Yes. So, before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yes. On Instagram, we'll go with the weird one first. On Instagram, it is, my name is Cyrus Blackwell. On Twitter, it is Cyrus RWA. And on Facebook, I'm pretty sure it is just Cyrus Blackwell Wrestling. And I'm going to just give a quick shout out to the RWA YouTube channel, yes, which has been putting out 3 matches recently. And in fact, next week, I believe, we will be putting out another 3 match, which will actually be my RWA Heavyweight Championship match with Rabbit Riley.
Oh, great.
And also, if you are excited for the All Hallows Brawl match, where Harry McKinney might be claiming the bounty set by the front line, the recent match at Winsford is actually a 3 match that you can only go watch on that YouTube channel to get yourself excited for that match.
That's great. I'll put that. What I'll do, I'll put that match on our website so people can go view it.
Yes, much appreciated.
Yes. Cool. So I'll put all the links in the description below the interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
I'd love to be here. I've absolutely loved it, man.